Now, it's my pleasure to say hi to Anne Brown. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jan. How are you?
Very good. And it's good to have you here. Now, you're involved with Rotary and with the vision competition tomorrow.
Yes. I'm here just to give a bit of a promotion, a last-minute promotion to the King of the Bay fishing competition. Hopefully, we will have a good turnout in terms of fishermen, and then, even better, a good turnout for the fish auction, which is later in the day.
Yes, because fisher persons, I suppose.
Fisher persons, yes, because we have children and females. Prizes as well as men's prizes.
Now, I noticed that the auction is taking place 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Bay. Does that mean the fishing competition is starting at the Bay in the morning, or
no,
can you start anywhere you like?
You can start anywhere you like in the Hauraki Gulf, starting from 5 o'clock. You can actually get out there and fish from 5 o'clock until 1 o'clock. We start weigh in at 1 o'clock, so we're encouraging people to finish by one and then to turn up at the Bay for the weigh in, which will take place between 1 and 3 o'clock.
Okay, and this is at the Bay, so you'd need to get your boat in there or drive around if you've been catching things off the rocks or...
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Is there a restriction as to where you can fish?
And to my knowledge, no. It used to be that it was only in Onitangi Bay once upon a time when the competition first started, but now any bay is open around Waiheke.
Okay, and there is $30 entry fee, isn't there?
$30 for adults, $10 for children, because we've got some kids' prizes as well.
Okay, so how do you go about registering?
To buy a ticket today, probably the best two places to go to are Oniroa BP and Shell in Onitangi, and Fuller's are also selling tickets too.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's useful.
Yes.
And they register your name and
you
you give your ticket in when you bring your fish in,
yes.
And then you register.
Yes, when you bring your ticket in, you can then register.
Okay.
We have had some online registrations, but online registration is now closed for the day.
Of course, yeah, right. So how many registrations have we got so far?
I have to say, I don't know. I've tried to check that out, but I'm anticipating that it probably is going to be about 100 fishermen out there.
Yeah, it's usually pretty popular, isn't it?
It is, very popular event.
And I understand that the fish are running at the moment.
Oh, good. I'm not a fisher person.
Well, I'm not either. I don't have the opportunity these days, but I have friends who are, and I think they've been catching a few.
Right.
And we had a fishing competition in Rocky Bay last weekend, and I saw two chaps come in, one with a really good-sized snapper and the other with a good-sized carway. So.
Right, yeah. So some good fishing to be had out there.
There is.
We are encouraging people, though, not just to take the biggest fish. There are prizes for smaller fish. There are all sorts of prizes out there that we encourage people to participate. And we're also saying to people, if you catch things that are not on our list, then please throw them back. Let's keep the fishing stock alive. We don't need to have every single fish there.
Right. What's on your list is snapper, kawai and kingi.
And kingi. And there is also a prize for other species. So just be very considerate, if you are out there fishing, about what those other species might be. They need to be edible. If you wouldn't eat them, throw them back.
Right. And they need to be a legitimate size, too,
yes.
Of course.
Yeah. The minimum size for a snapper is 30 centimetres.
Okay.
And Ministry of Fisheries will be there, so be mindful of that as well.
Exactly, because you don't want your boat confiscated, which I think is possible these days, isn't it?
Yes.
And hopefully the club wouldn't be liable.
I don't know. We do have insurance. We do have liability insurance for in the event of anything going wrong with the event.
Mm.
But I would imagine that individuals who are fishing are responsible for their own fishing.
Because you wouldn't accept an entry that was undersized anyway.
No, we wouldn't. No, right. We need to keep within the law for our competition, as I think all fishing competitions do. So.
Yeah.
And I think those that enter competitions normally understand those rules.
Yes.
And they understand the logic behind them.
Yeah. So. It's a great idea to have the auction afterwards.
Yes, and that's been very, very popular in past years. That's probably also where Rotary makes its most money.
Right.
It is the fishing auction because people are bidding for it. And then, of course, we're offering a filleting service, which makes it easy to go home and have a nice snapper supper.
Oh, fantastic. So, it'd be great for somebody like me who doesn't get the chance to go fishing.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
it's nothing like fresh fish.
That's right, yeah. So it's one of the few opportunities on this island to actually get fresh, really fresh fish if you're not a fisher person.
The interesting thing with auctions is, of course, it usually pays way over what you normally would for such things, but because it's in such a good cause.
Oh, that's right. I mean, this is raising funds for Rotary, and Rotary distribute their funds across a number of different activities. You know, every Christmas there are Christmas parcels that go out to those that are in need. We support elderly folk in getting gardening done and other things done for them. Support the high school, and we've bought dictionaries for all of the primary schools now and the intermediate school. So students in those schools have got dictionaries now. And of course, last year they donated $7,500 towards the new St John ambulance.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so those kinds of things are always on Rotary's list. You know, they're looking for charitable endeavours on which to spend their monies, and I think most groups know that they're out there.
Yes, that's right. I'm talking to Anne Brown from Rotary about primarily about the fishing competition tomorrow, the King of the Bay fishing competition, and that starts at what time does it start, Anne?
Well, the competition itself, the fishing competition starts at 5 and the fish auction starts at 3.
Right, so 5 a.m. is the kickoff, and you can fish anywhere you like, but you've got to end up back at Maatea by the bay at by 1 o'clock for the weigh-in.
Yes.
And then the auction's at 3. Now, Rotary's been particularly busy this year, haven't they?
It has. Started off with Wharf to Wharf in January, followed up by the Onitanga Beach Races, which were a huge success this year. And it was good to welcome that back. And now King of the Bay, of course. Yes. And last year we had Casino Night as well.
So. That's right. But then you had an awful lot to make up when you couldn't have the beach races because of the mussel shells.
Yes.
And I think, was it the year before you had the tsunami warning?
Tsunami warming, so that, yeah, had to change the day that year.
Yes.
And these things happen, and you cope. And it's been good to, as I say, to get the Onitanga Beach Races back again and to be successful this year. And just another little plug, perhaps a bit of a commercial plug, but tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on TV1, you'll see the food truck show at Onitanga Beach Races.
Right. Yes, of course. And that's a bit of fun, that programme, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes,
so
it'll
be good to see somebody say, oh, look, there's so-and-so.
Yes. So the trailer that was on TV last night showed the tractor racing on the beach.
Right. So that's 7 o'clock tomorrow night on TV1.
Yes.
The food truck at the Onitanga Beach Races.
Yes,
oh, wow. How long has Rotary been involved with the King of the Bay?
Since the mid-1990s. 1996, I think they took it on. It was started by a group of guys down in Onitanga, fishermen down in Onitanga, and Rotary took over eventually when they found it was becoming so popular. Mm. They needed it to be organised by a few more people. So this is probably... I'm thinking 15 years now they may have been involved in running this event. So
what sort of prizes have you got for that?
Well, the major prize, of course, is the $1,500 for the heaviest snapper.
Wow.
And which is quite something. In terms of other prizes, though, we've got an average weight snapper at $500. Let me just say, Pat Regan, thank you very much, Pat Regan of Bailey's, is the sponsor of that $1,500 prize.
Oh, wow. Bailey's Real Estate.
Yes, that's right. And all the other sponsors are actually local businesses as well. So we've got an average weight snapper at $500, a mystery weight snapper at $500, the heaviest kingy was $300, and then the heaviest kawai at $300 as well. And there are there's ladies division, $300, hard light prize at $250, heaviest other species at $150, and then there's two children's divisions, a girls and a boys, and they'll get fishing rods as their prizes.
Great. So who are your sponsors?
Sponsors, as I say, Pat Regan of Bailey's Real Estate, Margrave Sheet Metals, Dave Webster at Waiheke Rental Cars, Jules Ardern Unique Design and Build, Mitchell Earth Moving, Clive Lonergan of Bailey's, Erua Fishing Supplies, and David Healy of Onirua BP, and Greg Davenport of Anchor Milk. They've all sponsored these events, prizes, which is absolutely wonderful.
It is indeed. And when you think of the number of businesses on the island and the number of organisations who are doing fundraising things and how often they get tapped for sponsorship, it's remarkable, really, how generous our business people are.
Oh, our business people are are incredibly generous, and it's not just this event that they sponsor. I mean, some of these individuals sponsor Wharf to Wharf, they sponsor Onitangi Beach Races. You know, people step up to the plate when we need to support the community, because that's what they like to do.
Well,
they support
right.
the community.
That's right. I mean, they also support things like the Rocky Bay Regatta, more minor things. So we're very fortunate to have such a community-minded business people on the island.
But I think that's one of the reasons why they're on the island, because they do support community. They are community-oriented people, and that's why they live on Waiheke.
You're absolutely right. Now, we're talking about the Rotary's King of the Bay fishing competition tomorrow. Are you going to be out there, Anne, fishing?
I won't be out there fishing, no. I've only once ever been on a fishing trip, and I had great fun, but I'm not something I will repeat. But I will be there helping at the barbecue. We're doing a sausage sizzle. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so I'll be there to help serve.
So the onshore activities, there will be some?
The onshore activities predominantly is around the weigh-in and the auction. But while people are waiting for the weigh-in to happen, and during the auction, we'll be serving sausage sizzles. So that's another way of fundraising for Rotary as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So $2. $2 a sausage.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Yeah. Mustard and sauce and onions.
Yes, and onions. Yes,
oh,
yeah.
Wow,
so, all the trimmings.
So get on down to the King of the Bay fishing competition tomorrow afternoon. The weigh-in's at 1 o'clock. The auction's at 3 if you're going to be a bystander. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to participate, it starts at 5 o'clock. You've got anywhere in the Hauraki Gulf to catch your fish and get them back to Matete by 1 o'clock. But you've got to register and get your ticket. It costs $30 for an adult, and I think it's $10 for a child.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
And the best places to get those tickets today, because the online is closed.
Oneroa BP, Shala Onitangi, or Fuller's Ticket Desk at Matete.
Brilliant. Thank you, Anne, and I hope the weather plays ball and that you have a great time tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jan.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.